Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, the numbers are not good. State public health officials yesterday reported 457 new cases of the coronavirus, the highest number in 2 months. The number of fully vaccinated people who've become infected is up 25% from the start of this month, and Cape Cod is seeing upticks as people flock to the beach. So, should we be worried about another surge? Well, joining us is Dr. Carol Allen, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society and a former member of the state's Health Policy Commission. Doctor, thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Deborah. Thank you for having me.
So, how concerned are you about these coronavirus numbers in Massachusetts?
These numbers are concerning because they are going up. I think we have to keep in mind that we have vaccine and we're not where we were a year ago. So it's a tempered kind of concern.
So what do you think should be done to help stop the spread? I mean, is it time to do something like mandate masks again?
There may be towns where that should be done, where there are high numbers of cases. I think it's premature to mandate them everywhere, but I do think people should use very good sense. I would advise wearing masks indoors, especially in crowded venues. And especially, I think anybody who hasn't been vaccinated should always be wearing a mask. But even those who've been vaccinated should wear them in certain situations.
One of the outbreaks we've seen is in Provincetown, obviously very busy in the summer on Cape Cod. Should tourist communities be concerned about this influx of visitors right now, whether vaccinated or not?
Whenever you bring people in from other places, especially without knowing their status, their vaccination status, there's a risk. So people should be extra careful. But it doesn't mean they shouldn't enjoy some of the outdoor activities during their vacation or with proper precautions, enjoy even some indoor activities.
A lot of the cases in Provincetown are so-called breakthrough cases among people who have been vaccinated. That's concerning to a lot of folks who've been vaccinated. What advice would you give to those folks?
Well, first of all, I would advise anybody who hasn't been vaccinated to do so. The vaccine is still very effective. The percentage of breakthrough cases compared to cases in unvaccinated people is very low. And those cases tend to be milder and not land people in the hospital or kill them.
Do you think people should rethink their vacation plans?
That's a difficult question because people have been apart from each other for such a long time and have postponed things for such a long time. That has to be an individual decision. For the most part, this is summer. Most, at least on the Cape, most activities, many activities are outdoors. And again, by masking, distancing, and using some common sense, I think people could still enjoy their vacations.
About a third of Massachusetts residents are still not vaccinated. What's the best way to reach those folks, do you think?
That's an excellent question, Deborah. And that's the biggest concern. We need to get those people vaccinated. Just using whatever creative ways that we can think of to make sure vaccine is available to every single person, that will help. We won't achieve 100%. Vaccination, I believe, but we can do better.
You were a pediatrician for decades. A lot of kids, obviously, going back to school in about 6 weeks without being vaccinated. What advice would you give to parents?
Children have been used to masking up this past year. And so I think they would accept that if that's what's needed in their school. So I would reassure parents, it's safe to send your children to school. That has not been the place where the disease has spread extensively over the past year. And it should be quite safe to send children back to school.
Dr. Carol Allen, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, thanks so much for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Deborah. It's been a pleasure.